Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, Season 6, Episode 15. For this season, we have been sharing life lessons from the lives of the prophets, and it has been amazing and fulfilling, and I cannot believe that this is the last episode for this season. I think we did about 6 or 7 prophets, and the Quran speaks about 25 different prophets, so there is so much more for us to explore next season, Almighty Allah sparing our lives. For this final episode, I just wanted to share a life lesson that was very, very evident and common in all of the stories of the prophets that I have researched and read about and compiled our life lessons from. And the very common theme amongst all of that is patience, total submission, and reliance on Almighty Allah. I think that as a Muslim, if you can have patience in whatever it is that Almighty Allah has decreed for you, and have total reliance and total submission to Almighty Allah, you have nailed it. In fact, total submission to Almighty Allah is the very first article of it. So if you can nail that down and then back it up with patience and complete reliance, I think that you've finally won. But as human beings, our faith, our belief will always fluctuate here and there. You know, our iman will fluctuate every time. But the most important thing is to keep going back to the drawing board. And what is that one step that we should all keep going back to? It is believing completely in only Almighty Allah, submitting completely to only Almighty Allah, relying completely in only Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every time that we are able to go back to that particular step number one, I think that everything else will be easy for us to solve. Another very important theme in the lives of the prophets is patience. Patience all through their lives. Patience in whatever trial that they faced. Patience in preaching the word to their people, even though a lot of them didn't get their people to be on board. Patience when they faced opposition, even within their family members. Patience even when they didn't understand and could not comprehend what Almighty Allah was asking of them. And I think that as a believer, as a Muslim, patience is one of those virtues that we have to learn. It is one of the most difficult virtues I have had to learn, and I am still learning because I am naturally an impatient person. So I relate to that struggle. But when you read through the stories of the prophet, you realize that to be a believer, to be a Muslim, to be a mu'min, you have to have patience. You have to be patient with everything that Almighty Allah decrees for you. Because the truth is, our understanding as human beings is very, very limited, and we can never be able to comprehend every single reason behind why Almighty Allah makes things happen in our life the way that they happen, why they happen, at what time that they happen. We would never fully be able to comprehend that. And to continue bothering yourself and worrying about it and not having patience with it is to live a life of uncertainty. Is to live a life where you're constantly in an anxious mood and worrying about what next. But when you let go and have complete patience and tawakkul in Almighty Allah, living in this world, in this dunya, for the time that we have, becomes a bit more easier, becomes a bit more manageable, and becomes a bit more tolerable. And for me, that was an important lesson that was very, very evident in all the stories of all the prophets that I was able to read up on. And I'm hoping that as you listen to this, these are three virtues that you plan to have going forward as you continue to live your life. Also, whatever, you know, ibadah you were not able to get up to, this is not the time to beat yourself up for it. The ones that you were able to do, this is not the time to brag about them. You have to be really careful, because Islam is a religion that preaches moderation. So do not be that person that over worries and thinks about all the things you didn't do, so much so that you forget all the other ibadah that you were able to get up to. And do not become that person that is so arrogant and proud of all the ibadah they were able to do that you forget, so much so that you are only able to do it by the grace of Almighty Allah. Thank you so much for listening to all episodes of Stories of the Prophet. Be easy in light, Allah. We're going to continue the stories of the Prophet next season, next Ramadan, Almighty Allah sparing our lives. Eid is going to be either tomorrow or next, whichever one it is. I hope that you have a fantastic celebration. I hope that you put on your best clothes, you feel your best self, and you share so much joy and happiness with everybody around. If you have kids, please make it extra special. buy them gifts, send them a box. I'm sending one. Buy them gifts. You know, if you have nieces and nephews around, send them gifts as well. Let the children feel the beauty of this season. This is the day of merry and the day of excitement. But also, do not forget, do it in moderation. Do not try to be excessive in the celebration. Do not try to dabble into wastage of any kind. Because as Muslims, we are enjoined to be a people of moderation. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Till I see you again next Ramadan for another amazing series of reflections, take a minute. May Almighty Allah continue to guide us. May Almighty Allah continue to protect us. May Almighty Allah continue to allow us to grow stronger and deeper in the religion of Islam. Most importantly, may He have mercy upon us and grant us into Jannah. Ameen. I